So I want you to come back to, after that little story interlude, come back to the picture there. And I want you to just see yourself in the picture again. And I want you to just honor everything you had going on, how young you were, your programming you had at that point. You know, you didn't have tapping probably back then. And just honor that you were doing your best in a difficult circumstances. And, you know, I want to ask you the question, you know, have you learned from that experience? Were there gifts that you took away, lessons, you know, things that you were like, wow, I will be really clear about that next time? Did it give you a strength? What did you learn from that situation that you've taken with you? Because my question is, if you've suffered enough and you learned something that from that event, it made you stronger, it made you smarter, it made sure you were more clear or whatever, do you still need to manifest punishment by saying, I should have known better, I should have done better? Or can you look back at that picture of you and replay the movie and even watch yourself make those mistakes again? And can you look at that and see yourself in that humanity and fearlessly, radically love yourself there? Because that is fearless, radical self-love. When I picture myself, when I did this process and pictured myself scurrying around, serving my ex, wearing rags, having not one penny of my own money that I earned as a high-level manager, cutting my own hair with scissors, rushing around to handle everything to him like he was a king, it was really, really hard to look at that version of me and radically, like with eyes open, looking at a train wreck so hard, so wanting to look away and just hate, disown, never want to go back there. To look at myself in that old picture, eyes wide open, and say, even in this moment, if I could step through time, not when I figured it out, not when I got better, not when I got empowered, even in that moment, while I was still giving away my power and making those mistakes, I could step into that picture and go, I freaking love you. That's radical self-love. And secondly, I want you to think about, what does it cost you to have held on to this unforgiven for all this time? What does it cost you? Because there's a price to pay in what we allow ourselves to receive, what we allow the universe to manifest for us, what kind of level of self-worth we allow ourselves to have with this event, with this unforgiven, with this secret that we have to cover. Okay, so let's do a little tapping on that, okay? I'm tapping through the points. I honor this old event. I honor me in it. I honor the me that made the mistakes, that didn't know better, that was doing her best, the best I knew how at the time. I'm open to having compassion. Because I already suffered. I was suffering at the time. Have I suffered enough? And that event changed me. I lost things as a result of that. Really big things. I paid a price for what I did. And I also learned some valuable lessons. I wonder if it's time for me to release the energy of vengeance and punishment that I have inflicted upon myself. My righteous anger and vengeance. My righteous unforgiven. I'm open to the wisdom of my heart. My wise, expansive, eternal heart that loves fearlessly, radically, loves me in my train wreck. I'm open to the wisdom of my heart that sees my whole life and journey from a broader sense. I'm open to taking down this concrete wall so my heart can fill and open with love for me. These disowned parts of me. Because I've been paying the price for both this old event and for my lack of forgiveness. I've paid a price because I've never forgiven myself. A price I pay every day. Because every day that I don't forgive, I declare to the universe that I do not deserve. I declare to the universe that I deserve some level of punishment. And I would love to be done with punishment. I'm open to the kindness of my own heart, the expansive, unforgivable nature of my mind is toppled easily by the expansive, compassionate understanding of my heart. My heart that knows there is nothing even to forgive. Because I did my best. And I'm human. I honor my amazing heart right now. And allow myself to be wrapped in the collective love of all the hearts connected on this call. And just take a nice deep breath. And just let yourself feel your heart, knowing that there's about 15 other people connected on the phone right now to you. And even if you're listening later, you're connected to the energy of all of us here in this moment. And expand that heart energy deeper, more fuller, more rich, that beautiful spring green color of the heart, both within yourself and imagine that circle of us all, expanding it out, encouraging each person, please forgive yourself for this, as they encourage you back. Please forgive yourself for this. And let it be done. And take a nice deep breath and come on back. And I want to suggest, you know, something that Reese says, which is always the thing that's most difficult to forgive in yourself is when you're not being your core self. Forgetting who you are and not being your core self, being your defense, playing someone else. And so as we forgive ourselves, coincidentally, it gives us even more permission and right and deserving to allow ourselves to live in that core quality even more. Because there's always something about unforgiven that says, I really don't deserve to be that happy, have this much pleasure, be seen for this quality, be seen for my quality, because of this laundry list that I keep inside me. And imagine, what would it be like if the little walls, and sometimes big walls, that are layered in your heart in different places, started to come down? Would people notice? What would it feel like in your heart chakra, walking around the planet, feeling more love, more warmth and energy moving in your heart chakra, looking at someone and feeling your heart chakra just throb, tighten and expand, having someone hug you and feeling that love just well up and pour out of you, having love move you more? What would that be like if that was 5% more, 10% more? What would it be like for you? And do you think people would notice? And do you think they'd run for the hills? Maybe. If they're not the right person to be in relationship with you, they might. And what kind of people do you think you would start attracting? How would your relationships shift? Okay. And so I'm not saying it's easy, you know, and that's why I gave my example, because it did feel like so, it literally felt like I was energetically trying to force myself to look at something that I so didn't want to look at. I could look at, oh, well, I grew from that. Oh, well, I came beyond that. Oh, well, I did eventually leave my marriage. But I couldn't look back at the actual me making all the mistakes without cringing and hating that part of me. But I want you to let in that if you can love that in yourself, if you can love yourself even with that, that's powerful. That's radical love. That's the heart that loves fearlessly. Okay.